If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, intern Joe, and we're just
checking in.
On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Where are they? Are they Kool-Aid Manning through the text line? Let's check it out. Our girl Megan is here.
What's up, Megan?
She says, good morning, feeling good today. Gonna run some errands and make sure that everything is all set and ready to go for the weekend before my family comes into town.
That's what it's about.
Just checking in on those vibes. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Amy from Sodas, we haven't heard from you in a minute.
How's our girl doing?
Vibes are getting better. It's been rough for the past 3 weeks. I spent a lot of time at Golisano with Nevaeh. Oh, that's terrible. Finally home, getting better. Hopefully everyone has a great day. We're thinking of you, Amy.
Give everyone our love.
Always.
Please.
Hold your loved ones close. And then we have Rachel weighing in as well. And Rachel says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm in my good vibes because I spent all of last night planning out a trip with my boyfriend that we will be taking in August.
Sick.
I love it.
First class, Spirit Airlines.
Good morning, Breezy Moose. It's Mario. My vibes are good today because I'm just waiting for the weekend.
Yeah. We're so close yet so far. Intern Joe, what's up, buddy?
Vibes are good this morning. Coffee strong.
Mm. Yeah.
We're feeling good.
Yes.
Is it weird if I said I've missed you a little bit?
No, literally.
I don't think it's weird.
No, I... So, Joe... Peek behind the curtain. Joe splits his time with another station here, which shall not be named. And I texted the other station, like, he's supposed to do 2 days here, 2 days there. And I was like, so...
We need
Joe today. And he's like, okay, take him if you need him. And, like, that show has three people. We need three people. You know what I mean?
We just need a little love. We need an extra hand. But we don't need any just extra hand. We need extra
Joe's
hands with a mustache.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We need Joe King's extra hands.
That's what it is. Joe King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's get to your vibes, Breezy.
Vibes are good. Besides the fact that I'm 95% sure I broke my finger yesterday, pretty good.
Right.
I did some lounging yesterday.
I broke my finger and then did some lounging.
Oh, it took me out for the day. It took me out for the whole day.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, I must lay down for 7 hours. So, yeah, I mean, I feel relaxed, refreshed, and I'm also very excited for the weekend. I'm excited for my big event tomorrow at Party at Center Ice.
That's right. Breezy's hosting. This is a 21 plus event. But guys, there's going to be live entertainment. There's going to be cider. There's going to be beer. There's going to be raffles.
Spirits. Oh, it's going to be great.
All that money's going to Holy Childhood.
Yes. You know, I love to just give back. So I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to meet new people. I'm excited to help out a great cause. So if you have no plans tomorrow, the Tim Hortons Iceplex is waiting for you. Come through. I will be there. I have some friends coming. So it'll be really fun. I'm excited.
I had a happy hour with some of our friends last night at CSE of Rochester. Cancer support community.
At what point are they just your friends? You know what I mean? Because you hang out with them probably like every weekend.
Yeah, well, they're my friends. They're my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you found friends out of it.
He just likes to plug it.
But, you know, I do. I owe the Bachelor auction and I owe the partnership we've had with them over the years for, you know, collecting these friends and putting them in my back pocket.
I know. I love that for you. I can't say the same. I'd never come out with you guys, but love that for you.
Breezy, it's okay. We do our own thing. You're able to make it when you're able to make it. You know what it is?
Right.
But anyways, I got dinner with friends tonight. I'm looking forward to that.
Where was happy hour yesterday?
The Daily Refresher. You know the problem I have with them, and I do. I love Daily Refresher, but I can't walk in there for 20 seconds without reeking like their air fryer for days on end. I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah, they do. They are awesome food. But the stench of the air fryer, it just clings on to me. You should come over here and smell my pants.
There's an air fryer
in there?
That's a
weird question to say.
Come over here. Smell my... You can't smell it from here?
I'm not...
Is it an air fryer or a deep fryer?
It's probably a deep fryer.
Okay, I was like, they have like 17 air fryers?
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine?
No, but whatever they're using back there, the...
Really?
The oil, it just... and I love... Whatever. I love that place. They have the best drinks, best mixologist. It's just the air fryers are really...
Deep fryers.
The deep fryers.
Yeah. Again, I don't think an air fryer smells that bad. It's definitely the deep fryer that's seeping through the air. But, I mean, even if you went upstairs?
What's up?
Even if you went upstairs, it still comes up?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. We weren't up there.
You got to go upstairs on the balcony so you don't have to smell like the deep fryer.
Yeah. Well, when it's 31 degrees out in spring, you know, it's... The only thing you want to do is find the nearest fireplace. Thank you guys for checking in this morning with all of your good vibes. Again, we have tickets for Kesha this morning for Can't Be Breezy coming up at 8:10. And then, of course, we'll sprinkle a little Benson Boone in there. I'm not sure where just yet. So listen to win. Coming up on the show, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office has recovered a total of $452,000 from a bank robbery Monday in the town of Sweden. They finally made an arrest in the case, and I'll tell you one thing right now. We're not going to reward bad behavior on the show.
Can't do it.
But one of the sheriffs is saying, this was an outstanding bank robbery. It should be in a movie.
Oh.
Tell you all about it coming up next.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What are we not going to do on this show, Breezy?
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it. Never have, never will. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office has recovered all $452,600 stolen in a bank robbery Monday in the town of Sweden and made an arrest in the case. Sheriff Todd Baxter announced this yesterday, and he said deputies responded to M&T Bank on 4th Section Road. This is your bank intern, Joe?
Yep, that's the bank I go to.
Really?
Oof.
Yep.
Okay, so what happened was just outside the village of Brockport, shortly after 4:10 p.m., there was a report of a robbery. An armed suspect entered the bank, escorted all the occupants into a bathroom, and then forced two employees to take him to the vault so he could steal all the money. But I love how in awe Sheriff Todd Baxter was when it came to this robbery. He was like, this was an incredible bank robbery, you guys. Almost from a movie. And if you look at it, when you see the totality of it, it could be in a movie. And the suspect then fled in a blue Honda Civic, which a concerned citizen spotted about 30 minutes later, with a man reportedly wiping down the car and then removing all of the license plates. So, I mean, they had a game plan here. They had the blueprints. So
did he get the money?
Well, deputies then scoured the area, According to Baxter, they found the GMC a short distance away behind Tops in Hamlin, where they found evidence from the robbery. They recovered the stolen money, and then they took another man into custody, charging only out of the two, they only charged one of them. John Savage, 49, of Rochester, is charged with first-degree robbery and second-degree grand larceny. But investigators believe the GMC that picked up the driver of the Honda after the Honda broke down while fleeing.
That's a tough scene.
They're, two of them are definitely both responsible. They're asking anyone with video or information to call 911. But charges for the second man will be coming soon.
Can you imagine robbing a bank and then your car just breaking down? It's probably something you should check before you execute something like that.
Well, if it's a blue Honda Civic, it's probably an older model. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm sitting here thinking like we're probably in like a 2008 Civic.
I'm thinking 03. Because I had an 03 blue Civic.
Moose is the
But Hondas are great cars. I mean, they shouldn't be breaking down like that.
Very reliable. Very reliable. He beat it into the ground. But man, that's a lot of money to carry out. Anyone know how much almost $500,000 weighs?
Do you want to plug Ide Honda for him to go get a new one?
Yeah, get your new ride at Ide, you guys.
Yeah.
All the 30,000-mile lease programs are going on right now until the end of the month.
I'm talking to you. Robber guy?
Yeah. John Savage, 49 of Rochester. Get your new ride at
Eye. Last name is Savage is crazy. He is a savage.
But I will say, and the sheriffs are giving this guy a lot of credit, the bank robbery was perfectly executed. But looking at the video camera footage, it doesn't look like he even wore a mask. He just kind of walked in there.
You know what my favorite movie is? The Town.
Great movie.
Love that movie.
Ben Affleck.
Such a good movie.
Coming up on the show this morning, moms or dads? What are your routines or tips and tricks in the morning to get your kids ready for school? Krista from Fairport says, I need help because I can't seem to wake up in a good mood. And I can't seem to wake up without wanting to absolutely lose it on all three of my kids.
Oof.
585-252-9800. If you think you can offer some help on this one, Parental Confidential is coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Parental Confidential on Peaks by Mornings. It's Moose and Breezy. Moms or dads, what are your routines or tips and tricks in the morning to get your kids ready for school? Because Krista from Fairport says, I need some help. I can't seem to wake up in a good mood ever without wanting to absolutely lose it on all three of my kids.
So tough.
And I don't want to be that mom, but I just don't understand how some parents do it. Would love your help on this one this morning, guys. 585-252-9800. Krista writes in, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I figured I'd send you a message. You have my permission to read this on your show. I also love you guys in the morning, which honestly kind of helps me deal with the chaos. My question for other parents is, how do you do it? How do you get through the school routine without losing it? I'm not a morning person, never have been, probably never will be. Mm. Morning school routine is such a, well, I can't say that word, nightmare for me. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
My boys are good about getting ready, but there's always something. I have to walk the dogs, make sure all three kids are dressed, make sure they have breakfast. My five-year-old daughter always loves fighting me in the morning about something.
Cute.
Whether it's shows, her jacket, breakfast, etc. I hate sending them to school when I'm in an awful mood, but I do tell them I struggle hard in the morning and it has nothing to do with them.
Right.
But I don't want to be in an awful mood. Are there any tips or tricks how to... how non-morning parents deal with this type of thing? Thanks for any help or advice or suggestions." That came in from Krista from Fairport this morning.
Krista, we get it. Also, it's horrible to start your day off on that kind of note. You know, nobody wants to do that. But sometimes you can't help it. I was once in that position, and I don't even have kids. But I had to be medicated, so maybe you should look into that. No shade at all, but
because
it definitely helps.
You were just so miserable.
So irritable. I was also in a situation where I was living with someone who made me very angry all the time. So that on top of being medicated.
We're not even talking about when you were a kid. This is just.
No, this was like.
A couple years back.
Four years ago.
It's tough, I would imagine. When you have to get kids up for school like that, I know my mom struggled with three boys because we were all over the place. You know, I'm assuming that prepping the night before must save a large amount of time. I know not everybody's a morning person. People struggle to get up. Let's get over to some of your texts already coming in right now. Courtney was the first to weigh in here, and she says, "Sometimes you just do it. You just get up as miserable as you are, and you do it."
Mm-hmm.
Being a parent is hard work, but if anyone does it best, it's moms.
Right.
Bev is here and says, "Good morning, guys. I totally get where this stressed out woman is coming from. My advice is try your hardest to go to bed earlier. Do some yoga first thing, whatever it may be. But your mood is 100% going to dictate how their day starts."
Sure.
"Even if you tell them it isn't their fault, you got to fake it until you make it."
Right.
That's true. Your mood does dictate how they're going to go throughout the day.
Yeah, because if they're leaving the house and getting on the bus with you screaming at them, it's not really setting them up for success.
Right, you know? Yeah. True that.
My dad was, you know, he was calm for the most part, but when I didn't get up out of bed, he was losing it. He was ripping the covers off of me. He was turning the light on. He would get the spray bottle. It was a lot.
Yeah, some parents do have the spray bottle. What choice do you have?
Right.
Hey guys, I have two boys, 5 and 7. Getting them ready every morning is a job in itself. They have to make sure they start each day off with wrestling or beating one another to a pulp. If you have the chance to wake up super early for coffee and enjoy even 30 minutes of quiet time, do that. It has been my saving grace.
Mm.
Sometimes, I mean, even with this job, when I get up at 4, the most peaceful part of the morning is that 40 minutes before I walk out the door. Just to sit there.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even have 10.
I know you don't. She does nothing.
Why
she doesn't
would
brush
you?
Her teeth. She don't look in the mirror. She gets out of bed, puts her shoes on, and she's out the door.
Why would you wake up for 40 minutes before you have to leave?
Well, I do it because I got a 30-minute drive, but...
Well, I get up.
I know, but you really only have, like, what, 15 minutes to yourself?
40?
Wait, what?
45, maybe.
Yeah, you're getting ready for the day.
Like,
I get up, I go make my coffee while the shower's warming up.
Shower? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Breezy.
Me.
Be a human being.
No.
I
also don't drink coffee or eat breakfast. So, like, I mean, you guys are doing all that. I'm not doing all that.
Nobody here is eating breakfast that early.
I did.
Okay.
Joe's like, I made a beautiful parfait.
Jen says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. When are you guys going to have kids? It would be so much fun. Okay, let's go over to Trisha. I find
every
that
day.
I find that music and coffee first thing in the morning helps me a ton. Literally, headphones and a bottle of cold brew on the bedside table. Yeah, people need it, man. That's their diesel fuel right there.
Yeah.
Cold brew in a bottle is crazy.
Mike says hard drugs each morning. You have to numb the pain somehow with four kids.
We're not gonna do CPS.
Bad advice.
We don't have to read every single text we get. So.
Yes, let's get CPS on the phone ASAP. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a pro when it comes to this. I used to wake up in a pissed off mood, too. Trust me when I say it's tough. But my suggestion for this mom is get as much possible prep the night before so you have way less to do. Have kids choose their outfits, pack bags, school lunches, put toothpaste on their brushes if they need help, set water bottles and breakfast cutlery on the table, prep food, put it in the fridge, etc. Best of luck. The more you do the night before, the better you are in the morning.
And then solid advice coming from this person. No worries. Just put them up for adoption. Right, of course. Right. Makes perfect sense.
Speaking of don't reading every text.
Yeah. Don't reading every text.
Let's go to Rich. My wife and I take turns jumping in an ice cold shower to wake us up 1 hour before the kids get up. We have coffee. We sit in silence, but 10 out of 10 recommend. Also, like the last person said, your mood will dictate how your kids' entire day will go. So if you have to fake it, do that.
I used to have a mannequin in my room that I would dress every morning or every night before. So I would wake up in the morning and just rip the clothes off the mannequin, and that was my outfit. It was pretty effective. And honestly, like, my girlfriend does this now. Like, all the clothes are laid out, whether it be gym clothes, her outfit for the next day, it's all laid out. I could never be that organized, but I'm sure it started at a young age when her parents were doing this for her.
I think it's extreme, but my friend allows her kids to sleep in their clothes and then get up the next morning and they're ready to go. I'm like, well, that's one way to...
I feel like that's dirty.
But save time, I suppose.
Also not comfy.
No, it wouldn't be comfy. It wouldn't be comfy in a jeans. No. No, thank you.
The zipper. No thanks. I'm good on that. But get up 20 minutes before everyone and enjoy a cup of coffee in peace and quiet, says Kristen. It'll save your sanity.
Krista, I know you're not a morning person, but if you are capable of getting up just a little earlier and having some time to yourself before wanting to kill all three of your kids, that's probably the way to go. And prep the night before.
For your own sanity.
Get each of your kids a mannequin.
I love my mannequin.
Dress it up so they know exactly what they're going to wear to school for the next day. There you go.
Gorge.
Thank you guys for texting in this morning. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break on PXY. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.